The sacrifice of Christ on the cross was according to the plan, will, and time of God. The world was under bondage and slavery. In God's own time, He sent His Son to redeem the sinful world which was being harassed by the devil and his cohort. As the cry of the Israelites reached onto the heavens, God also heard the cry of those who were in captivity and torment because of sin. In due time, God sent the Messiah to the world to propitiate, redeem, and be the vicarious offering of the world. The scripture says, because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, His blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're a free people, free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all our misdeeds. And not just barely free, either. Abundantly free. Ephesians 1:7 The Message. At first, the entire world was under the penalty of sin. Everyone was under the condemnation of sin. Paul rightly said, all have sinned. The all refers to both the Jew and the Gentiles. Those who had the law lived contrariwise to it, and those who had no law betrayed their conscience, neglected the Creator for the creation. In this way, all sinned before the Creator and the moral lawgiver. God could have condemned and destroyed the world once and for all because of the sin of humanity. Nonetheless, because of His great love toward His creation, He planned to redeem them from the sin-lusting, sin-controlling, and sin-deceiving world. The psalmist rightly said, if Thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with Thee, that Thou mayest be feared, Psalm 133:4 KJV. Oh, pleasant this news is to our souls. If the Lord should count and hold our sins against us, none would stand because all have sinned. However, instead of wrath, the Lord chose to show mercy. The Lord did not show His mercy towards us at the expense of His wrath for sin. He condemned our sins in Christ on the cross. When we gaze at the cross, we must recognize and remember the wickedness of our sins that sent the only Son of God there. No one ever sins and goes scot-free. Yes, one would say we have been freely forgiven and redeemed, but to God, it cost Him His Son. God has bought us from the bondage of sin. We are now free from the penalty, guilt, and punishment of sin. We now belong to Christ. At first, we were dead in sins and trespasses. We lived according to these things. We are now free in Christ. The vicarious offering of Christ has brought us peace. Our freedom in Christ must push us to please God, not to gratify the fleshly desires which pass away. Because of the blood that was shed on Golgotha, we have been forgiven, freed, and rescued from the power of sin and its guilt. Now that we have been saved, we do not belong to ourselves. We are bondservants of Christ. The precious blood of Christ was shed for our sake so that we may worship, extol, and savor God in Christ's finished work. If you belong to the family of the redeemed, you will shun sacrileges by the grace of God. You will purport to live only for Him who has saved you by shedding His blood on your behalf. If you belong to Christ, you would have noticed that you're a stranger and a pilgrim in this world. The world and the things in it are passing away. A truly redeemed person knows this and is preparing for the city which God has prepared for those who fear Him. Are you redeemed by the blood? Soli Deo Gloria. Michael Yautano. tanamichael65@gmail.com. You can also listen to this and similar posts on these podcasting apps, Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Public Radio, and Spotify.